Blog Talk Radio.
Good morning, kingdom. Certainly, this is another day that God has blessed us to see. And I am happy and full of joy and peace that God has given me. And I pray that you are too. You know, this has been a great weekend. God has blessed us for, you know, Memorial Day. And I pray that, you know, each family was in peace, and each family was able to celebrate the memorial of our veterans and our military. And, you know, I'm just excited about what God is doing in our lives. So today's kingdom assignment for May 26, 2015 is relinquish pride. Relinquish pride. God was dealing with me on this weekend, and he was just saying that it's time for us to get in a place to where we can hear him and where we can understand the word that God is trying to give us. We can understand what he is saying to us in this very hour, but sometimes we allow pride to get in the way, and we're not able to hear. We're not able to move forward. We're not even able to move in our assignments and work in our assignment. And sometimes we cannot be found working in the vineyard because we have too much pride. And so I did a little research. Relinquish means it's a verb, which means to give up. Cease to keep voluntarily, which means that you're giving it up without anyone forcing you to give it up. You're letting go of it. You're handing it over, which means that we are doing away with pride. Now, the scripture verse is Proverbs 16:18-19, that says, pride goeth before destruction, and a haughty spirit before a fall. And verse 19 says, better is it to be of an humble spirit with the lowly than to divide spoil with the proud. And so God does not like pride. Matter of fact, he hates pride because he cannot speak to us. He cannot get our attention. And it is for our destruction. You know, I was doing a little research, and it was talking about how from very creation, it's just a part of human nature to have pride. And so if it's a part of human nature, then it's something that we have to work on a daily basis. God is really speaking to his people in these days. God is also speaking to his leaders. The leaders are the people that God has ordained and has allowed you to have government and leadership over his people. And certainly if you have pride as a leader, then how can you lead his people? If you have pride as a leader, and you cannot hear guidance and instructions for his people, and therefore you're leading them into destruction. You know, pride is the reason people do not feel they need a savior or forgiveness. And so you cannot even begin to be involved with the crucifixion and the resurrection of Christ in salvation if you have pride, because if you have pride, then you don't feel there's a certain feeling or there's a certain need that you have. And that need says that you need Jesus, you need God, you need someone other than yourself to move forward. You need someone other than yourself to help you make it each day. You need someone, you know. And so if you have pride, then you're saying that I don't need anything. I don't need to be saved. I don't need forgiveness. I'm all right. I'm everything, you know. Pride tells us that we are good people or that we have a good heart. And so, therefore, we don't need anything else. We're enough all by ourselves. Pride also blinds us to our own personal responsibilities and accountabilities for sin. And so what God is saying is, it's time to relinquish sin. It's time to give up sin. It's time to relinquish everything about your life that does not meet with God's life. It's time to give it up. And God is saying that it's time for you to move forward in the kingdom. You know, when I talk about living a relinquished life, it reminds me of Romans 12, 1 and 2 that says, I beseech you, therefore, brethren, by the mercies of God, that you present your bodies a living sacrifice, holy, acceptable unto God, which is your reasonable service, and be not conformed to this world, but be ye transformed by the renewing of your mind, that you may prove what is that good and acceptable and perfect will of God. And what that is saying, what God is ministering to us, is that we have to live a relinquished life, which means that you're giving up not just your pride, but you're giving up all things that don't please God and that are not of God. You have to give up your thought patterns, your thought process. You have to give up, you know, those things that you used to do. You shouldn't do those things anymore if it is not pleasing to God. You have to live a relinquished life. But I believe it starts with pride, because with pride, you can't even allow God to enter into your heart with pride. And so we are working now in the society where there's a lot of pride for people, not just here, you know, in the United States, but in other countries. You see our leaders, our political leaders, they're making decisions with pride. And pride, Proverbs 16:18 says that pride goeth before destruction. And so we're certainly, you know, headed for destruction as a world, because we are being led by leaders who are full of pride. And so it is time for us to check ourselves, evaluate our motives and agendas, evaluate our mindset, and we need to check ourselves and make sure that we're not functioning in any form of pride. You know, it's time to be humble. It's time to have a listening ear. It's time to move forward in the kingdom. Just as God said, move forward. God is coming back for a ready people, and we ought to be prepared and take these assignments seriously, because God is talking to his people. You know, many times God has entered the church and he has spoken to his leaders and his people, and the leaders refuse to listen, or if they listen, they refuse to obey. And or if they, even if they obey, they're not obeying completely. They're doing portions of it and not all of it. And God is just not happy. And so God is out among the people, and God is coming to you. He's ministering to you where you are, so that you will have the chance to focus on him, renew your life, accept salvation into your life, and be willing and available to be used by God to further the gospel in the kingdom. And so in order for us to do that, we've got to relinquish pride. We've got to, you know, pride keeps us from reaching out to our sisters and brothers. Pride will keep us from going to someone that may have done us wrong and witnessing to them. Pride will keep us from, you know, reaching out to that next person because they see us at a certain level. And we feel like because they see us, they see this title that we wear, or they see this level that we're functioning on, that, you know, it may damage the way that they see us. It may damage their perspective of us if we reach out to them and we begin to witness and minister to them. But you don't know what that person is going through, and you don't know if that person is needing someone to reach out to. I've found that often people are going through so much, even though you don't see it on their faces or you don't see it in their body behavior, they are going through some things. And as you begin to sit down, and not just, you don't have to sit down and just have a, you know, just a holier-than-thou conversation, but just a general conversation, just a general concern for your sisters and brothers, they'll begin to talk to you, and they'll begin to, you know, just lay into you some of the things that they may be experiencing. And it provides an opportunity for you to speak to them and for you to minister to them and for you to let them know that God loves them and that he gave his only son so that they might be free from those situations that they may be experiencing, that they may live in peace, they may live in liberty, they may live in love. And that you're reaching out to them in love, you know, but pride won't allow you to do those things. And because pride won't allow you to do those things, you are accountable because God is allowing people to cross your path that may need a word of encouragement, that may need a word of guidance and instruction. And because you are filled with pride, you have missed your mark, you have missed your assignment, and you're not functioning in your assignment. And so God is showing us what it is and what it means to live a life that's dedicated to kingdom, what it is to live a life that's dedicated to preaching the gospel and teaching the gospel, what it is to please him according to his will. And so we need to take these assignments seriously because God is taking time to come and visit us each morning, to give us some instructions, to give us some guidance that's going to help us throughout the day. I don't know about you, but no time is better than like this time now. It's been raining for about a month, and I don't know about you, we've got flash flood warnings everywhere. We've got tornado warnings coming up every day. Every day, at least one time a day it rains. And you need to be paying attention to what is happening because the climate is changing, has changed already, and God is speaking to us through the earth. He's speaking to us through his people. He's speaking to us through the word. He's speaking on all sides. And all you need to do is open your ears and your heart and begin to hear the word of God and what God is saying. It's going to be those very instructions and guidance that you're going to need to make it. When catastrophic things hit this earth, you're going to need to have an ear to hear what God is saying. You're going to need to have an ear like Abraham. When Abraham left his family and he was being led by God, he had to have an ear. He had to have an or heart to hear. He had to be led by God. When Moses led the Israelites out of captivity, he had to have an ear to hear God. He had to have a heart to be receptive of what God was telling him, the guidance that God was giving him to make it through the wilderness. And so we, too, must have that same ear to hear to make it through the wilderness, to make it through hard times, to make it through catastrophic times, to survive on this earth. so that we will be caught up in kingdom and we will help our sisters and brothers. We should be teaching to our sisters and brothers. We should be teaching all over this nation so that people will know how to survive, so that people will know how to hear from God and how to reach up and tap into what he has for them, how to tap into the kingdom. You should be teaching someone the word. You should be encouraging them by example of your life so they can in turn be empowered to teach and be an example to someone else. So the assignment today is to relinquish pride. You know, pride will keep you from doing many things. Pride will destroy many things. Pride is that thing that we've got to nip it in the bud. Because if we don't nip it in the bud, pride will overtake us, and it will conquer us, and we will be destroyed. And so, you know, just think about if Abraham had pride, too much pride. God told him to leave his family. Just think about if he had too much pride. I'll give you a better one. Think about Noah. When God told him that it was going to rain for 40 days and 40 nights, and God told him to build the ark, and people ridiculed him. Noah could have had so much pride that he didn't hear. And that pride, that same pride, would have destroyed him and his family. And so you've got to understand that somebody somewhere is watching you. You may not know that they're watching you. You may not know that they're following you. You may not know that they're looking to you from a distance. They're looking to you for some encouragement and for motivation from God. You may not know those things, but you should live your life so that if someone is watching you, if someone is looking to your life to get some type of answers, that they should be able to point to God. They should be referred to that word. They should be able to approach you and get an encouraging word. There's many people out here that are hungry and thirsty for the word, and we should be found out here moving about on our day-to-day operations, seeking for that heart that is open and receptive, seeking for an opportunity to motivate and encourage, seeking for an opportunity to exhort, seeking for an opportunity to just recognize God for who he is in our lives and through our lives. And so we need to be mindful. We've gotten to a place to where, you know, pride has allowed us to be selfish. Pride has allowed us to only be centered on ourselves. Pride has allowed us to not be concerned with our sisters and our brothers. Pride has allowed us to just be in our little shells. And God is cracking the shells because he says that we have to get to a place, you know, where we're humble. If you find yourself going through a situation, God will allow situations to happen so that it will bring you to a humbling experience. And you have to be so humble because the attitude of a servant is humility. The attitude, and we got to have that same attitude of being a servant, because when you're preaching and teaching the gospel, even when you're being an example, you are serving someone. When Jesus was here on this earth, he was a servant. He lived the life of a servant, serving God's people, serving us, teaching us, healing us, delivering us. And even the leaders, Abraham, Moses, Noah, they were all servers. Even the prophets were servers. And so you'll see in the Bible many examples of what it means to serve. The Bible will give you words that give you what the attitude of a servant should be. And we should be thankful that God has given us instructions and directions on what it is that we should be doing on this very day. And so today your assignment is relinquish pride. Get rid of pride. As you begin to get rid of pride, You'll begin to see a whole new world. God will open your eyes and your hearts to a world that's not centered around you, but it's centered around people. It's centered around kingdom. It's centered around the work that is available to you through your hands and through your heart and through your mouth, to where you're speaking the gospel of Jesus Christ. You will see a world that is hungry. You'll see a world that is thirsty for the word. And God says, you got to get rid of that pride so that you can work in the vineyard. And so God is moving us to a place to where he is sending us out. He's sending us out on assignment for his people, sending us out across this earth. And if you find yourself in that position, know that wherever you go, there is an assignment. There's someone waiting for you. There's someone waiting for the word. There's someone in every opportunity that you may have, every opportunity that you may gain, that needs this word. There's someone there that needs a word from God, and you are the vessel that have been chosen to deliver that word. And so let's be mindful. Let's open our eyes and look around us. Let's look for that person that needs help, that needs assistance. It's through that assistance that you minister to them that God is yet alive, God loves them, and God has heard their cry. And so we want to be thankful that God is willing to use us because we're available, we're not full of pride. In fact, we're humble, and we have the mindset of the servant that is ready to serve God's kingdom. I thank God for you today. I thank God for your listening ears. I'd like to give homage to the band Unbroken Light for the musical ensemble that they provided to me. You can reach them on their website at unbrokenlight.com. They also have a Facebook page, Unbroken Light. You can reach me at Provoking Thoughts with Prophetess Sonya Butler. That is my Facebook. My Twitter is at PT with S. Butler. Also, my Gmail is ptwithsbutler@gmail.com. And then also I have a website, provokingthoughts.us. Until next time, until tomorrow's assignment, I pray that you're blessed today. I pray that you walk out your assignment. I pray that you look for your assignment. I pray that you're working and doing your day-to-day operations in search of what God is saying to you in this very hour. Be blessed.